Welcome back to the Positive Gains Podcast. Today, my special guest is Adriel with Harnessing Tailwinds Podcast, as well as his very own book, same title, without the podcast, sorry. Adriel, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So, you're a brand new podcaster, right?
Yes.
So how's that going for you so far?
So far, I have my first two interviews lined up. I haven't done anything yet, but I'm really excited about starting it and motivated from people like you. So, just hoping to have a lot of interesting conversations and basically spread positivity through it.
Great. Well, you're on the perfect platform to do it. And that's great. We need more positive, like-minded people to do things like that. So, a little bit of background information, man, like where are you from and how did you get to thinking of podcasting and creating a book?
Yeah. So, I actually hated reading books, and I was one of those people that did spark notes and double space, triple space my papers to get that minimum required amount of pages. And a few years ago, I started deciding to read more books. I hadn't read a single book in like 3 years. And I was just like, you know what? Maybe it can add something to my life. And I picked up Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And
oh, wow.
really had a huge, huge positive impact on my life. And obviously I'm nowhere near as accomplished as he is with being in the Navy SEALs and all of the work that he's done. But it did inspire me to really start to grind a little bit more and just start to try to live every day with purpose and trying to pretty much just go all out in whatever I'm doing. And when I was thinking about it, like what he gave to me, I was like, this is so amazing. Like, what could I possibly create that could have a positive influence on someone else? So I'm not sort of trying to, I'm not just repeating what he says. I'm basically using my own philosophy and using my own unique experiences. So my claim to fame is that I've rode a bicycle through 30 of the 50 US states. And I'm trying to get all 50 of them. So hopefully there's another book of the last 20, but this book will be of like the first 30, and not just about biking and bike touring, but other things in my life that I think are worth sharing, lessons that I've learned, things about relationships, things about career, things about not just biking, but like other types of workouts. Like, not, they say like don't skip leg day, but like for cyclists it's like don't skip upper body day too. Wow. Getting into calisthenics, like being a bit of a digital nomad and kind of going around to these different places and really trying to just think of all the positivity that's happened in my life and think of all the lessons that I've learned and send it out there. So that's what I have in the book, and that's planning on being published by New Year's. And then the podcast came about because I was looking for a podcast to be on to help spread the word about my book. And I was asking and asking and asking, and it was hard to find something. So I'm like super glad I'm here, but I almost thought like, well, what if someone else is in that same boat that they're trying to find something and they're having no luck? Like, what if I can help jumpstart someone else for whatever endeavor they're trying to promote, whether it's a book or a new company or anything that they need a bit more just marketing and publicity on. So I'm trying to help people who are starting something else or just have anything positive to share. Basically anything that my friend who's a financial advisor, to help people get on top of like maximizing how to do well with credit cards and other things about finances that you don't teach in schools. Like, he's going to be on basically trying to figure out what basically the gift that you're giving me right now. I'm trying to give that to someone else as well. So just trying to spread good vibes and everything.
Wow. And so biking, 30, you said 30 of the 50 you've done so far, and you just need the remaining 20. Yeah. So what kind of training do you have to go through? I mean, do you put yourself through to be able to accomplish something like that? And the second part of that is, are you biking? Like, where are you starting at and ending, I guess? You know what I mean?
Yep. So to address your question about training, the first time I started doing this long bike tours was through a charity group called Bike and Build. And that's a really great way, if anyone's interested in starting, a really amazing way to do it, especially with other like-minded folks. So for the training, that's a cross-country ride. So you go from East Coast to West Coast. And as part of signing up for this trip, you're raising money for affordable housing organizations. And the other main thing is that they require that you ride 500 miles to train. Wow. So yeah, so basically, kind of a standard amount that I was doing was like, I would do 20 miles in the morning and 20 miles in the evening. So that's, 40 miles. And then you just do that 12 or 13 days. So really, if you never rode 20 miles before, like, clearly you got to start with whatever you got. Go for a 5 mile ride, then go for a 10 mile ride. And basically doing those 500 training miles was the requirement for that. But for my second tour, like I did another cross country tour on my own, and I didn't necessarily do 500 miles. I just sort of, maybe was doing, 15 miles a day, just sticking with it. And you don't necessarily have to do huge monster days to start off your bike tours. You can do 30 mile days, and it sounds like a lot, but like when you have the whole day to do it, it's not, you'd be surprised by how much you can accomplish if you just start early.
And what's the feedback like for that? I mean, do your family and friends tell you, like, obviously you're doing a good job, but hey, you might be a little crazy to do this. Did you have doubts about doing it? Are you riding in, I guess, a little bit of inclement weather? I mean, what are the, what are some of the things that you run into, maybe like bumps along the way?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the first cross-country tour with the charity group, once I told everyone about it and I started raising money, it was almost like I made a commitment towards all these people that said, hey, I'm doing it, I'm raising this money. And so I just didn't want to back out. So there was no like really doubt for me. It was like, I knew I'm going to do this because I have these people like depending on me that I said I'm going to do it. And I want to follow through. for the second time, when I just went off by myself, I definitely did have my doubts. And when I started riding alone, and I actually write about this in the book, but I started from Albany, New York, and I'm making my way west. I'm trying to get to Colorado. I figured,
wow,
I'm gonna start over my life in Denver, Colorado. I had maybe a job prospect lined up there, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go there. But about a week into it, I got to Niagara Falls, and then as I'm making my way, I basically came to a point where I was trying to make it to this dude's house, this farmer guy that I found with his family. He was going to host me. And basically I was going to get there too early, so I was trying to kill time. And it started raining and it was a little bit cold. And I was like, I just found a bridge, and I was just under a bridge and just kind of like shivering under the bridge by myself with my bicycle. And I'm just like, what in the world am I doing? Like, why did I decide to do this? And I get to his house, and then I decided after that, like, this isn't worth it. I'm lonely. This is cold. This is, uncomfortable. So I actually went to Toronto for a month, and I was like, maybe I'll restart my life here in Toronto. And then later was just like, just decided, that I want to keep going. Like, this bike touring thing, there's parts of it that are going to suck, but there's also parts of it that are really, really rewarding. And just to be able to see your progress going through all these places, like the stuff, the things you learn, the different types of lifestyles that you come across is really amazing. So, I had my doubts with that and nearly backed out, and then just decided I really wanted to live for that thrill of adventure, to keep going. So that's when I decided to just keep on going.
Wow. And then the book, so the experiences that you went through, you're writing about that in the book, and you know, that'll help people that maybe have the, you know, similar mindset. Maybe they want to do it, they're not sure. Maybe they've experienced some things like that. But can you talk more about the book and what's in there?
Yeah, so the book is really more of just like focusing on themes that can apply to everybody. So as I was writing this book, you know how each book has like a part one, part two, part three. So I was trying to decide all these parts and decide the different parts of my life. And I actually, at the same time as I was figuring out the structure for this, I was reading another book called Tough by Terry Crews, the former NFL player. And he was like the actor in White Chicks. Really, really fantastic actor.
I didn't know he wrote a book. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, for anybody, especially men, it basically like redefines what tough means. And basically what he thought was tough, like beating people up, he realized that was just him like, you know, silencing like his insecurities, basically. But anyways, amazing book. Recommend it to everybody. You can really learn a lot from it. But as I was reading his book, the way he structured his parts, like part one, part two, part three, it was by different kind of like themes in his life. So the first one was anger. And then the next one was masculinity. And the next one was identity and agency. And I loved how he separated all these different sections of his book, of his parts of his book by like these themes. So I started doing the same thing for myself. And I decided the first one was confusion. And the second one was curiosity. And the third one was courage. And then I realized they all started with C, and then I had seven sections to begin with. So then I'm like, holy cow, is this meant to be? This is the seven C's. So yeah. I basically created this thing about sailing the seven C's. And the point I'm trying to make is that the book isn't necessarily about those miles, and it's not necessarily saying that you've got to do a bike tour. It's about these themes that apply to everybody. So the thing about being courageous, taking risks, the thing about being compassionate, and you know, thinking that it's not all about you, you know, and that these times where you think that like, you know, you should be angry at something, or whenever you get angry, or whenever you think that, oh, I'm not being treated fairly enough. It's like a lot of times what we need to do is actually think about prioritizing like compassion and those sorts of things. So, my book, as much as it is about these adventures and focuses on bicycling, and that's the cover. It's about, you know, these routes across the U.S. It's really just about these themes that I've learned. And you know, I don't also claim to know all the answers in life. And I'm not, I hate to call it a self-help book. I more see it as a memoir, because it's really about my life and what I've learned. But what I'm hoping is that, yeah, I know I'm not the Dalai Lama. Like, I don't know. I don't know everything. I'm not, you know, I don't have all the credentials for everything, but I felt like I've lived enough to have learned a few things about myself and learned a few things about what I think is what's worked for me. So I'm hoping that maybe if someone else finds themselves in a similar situation, or can find something that resonates with them, that sort of like what I learned by reading Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins and Tough by Terry Crews, someone else can pick that up as well.
That's deep, man. That's real deep. I like what you said, though. You know, I think the bike, the trek will maybe draw readers in, but like you said, there's so much more to it, almost like an onion, you know. Yes. That's my cheesy line at Shrek, you know, with the layers. You said New Year's, right? For your hoping New Year's for the release?
Yes. Yep. So I have, I finished writing it, but it's going through some editing right now. So just making sure everything's great. I have my first physical proof of the book, which I'm actually traveling internationally right now. So I got it sent to my friend who's going to take some like you know, get a feel. She's like good with design and stuff, and she's going to get like a feel for like the formatting and everything. But yeah, I'm just basically wrapping up loose ends and then going to have this ready by New Year's. So I'm super excited to get this out to folks. And, you know, I'm really hoping that this can be something positive for other people. And also just maybe informative. Like I love books that I've read where I just learned something new. And, I'm not trying to necessarily like tell people like, oh, you need to, you know, stop doing this and start doing this. So, there's so many amazing people out there that I admire. And part of what I do is just trying to spread all that positivity from different places and just channel it through this. So I'm just excited to finally get it out there. I've been working on this for a little while. So I'm excited for it.
Well, shout out to you for that. I can't wait to read that book. You know, I'm a reader too. I like a lot of different things, and I feel like kind of relate with you because I didn't really like reading, and I was forced to read a lot, you know, as a kid. And then, yeah, as an adult, I had more of an appreciation for books. Yeah. And that's why I love the podcast, because you learn so much. And like you were saying with Terry Crews, I didn't know he had a book, you know, and I know that he'd been through a lot of things, you know, within the industry. And so it's always nice to hear people's perspective. And like you said, with the themes, I love the themes like that, because it's so much easier for me to have an understanding exactly of what they're trying to accomplish. So, shout out to you for the book. You're doing great things, man. You know, your podcast is going to grow. Love the positivity. I appreciate you coming on. So if there's anything else that you need from me, feel free to let me know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And again, I appreciate this so much. It's sort of people like you that help me decide that, hey, I want to do something similar. So I've listened to a lot of your episodes and love what you're doing. And I guess like one other shout out is like that if you are looking to get yourself a copy, you can go to harnessingtailwind.com. So it's all one word, harnessing, two S's, tailwind, .com. And one other thing I'll say is like, speaking about Tough by Terry Crews, like I think for me, like one of the main messages that he's trying to give out is that the purpose of like Matt of like strength and being tough, like wasn't to show people how tough I am, but it was to be in the service of others who might not have that advantage that you have. So one of the main amazing things that he did is like, he was actually a survivor of sexual assault by somebody in Hollywood. And just a really weird scenario. But during the Me Too movement, like he spoke out, and what he did by that is like, at that point, not many men had spoken out about that sort of stuff. And by him doing that, like he said that it really gave power to these other people, to these other women that many people were sort of rejecting, that they shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. But yeah, that by using his advantages, he was actually using his advantage as being a man, he was helping other people who maybe didn't have that voice. And like I was reading them, like, holy cow, that's sort of the same theme that I'm going for with Harnessing Tailwind. Like for me, it's talking about like riding a bike and having the wind to your back and how that makes it so much easier for you that you can sort of relax and be like, oh, cool, I'm going to get there easier. But like my point of this is like you have that tailwind, and that actually means that you have the obligation to go faster and to help someone out on the side of the road that has a flat tire, because now you have more time. Now you have more resources. You have more of an advantage to be able to help those who don't necessarily have that, who are in the headwind, who are battling, some disadvantages that were given to them. So, I just wanted to shout that out, because I really draw inspiration from these other books, and you know, just hoping that my book could be something that helps someone else out positively as well.
Absolutely, man. I love it. Love the, you know, the tailwind, comparison. And I need to read that book. I need to read that Terry Crews book. And then, like I said, read yours as well. But yeah, Adriel, you're doing great things, man. Keep up the hard work and can't wait to see what great things happen for you.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Really appreciate having this opportunity.
No problem.